Now we've got Doug from Rhode Island who's got a question about an attic fan. How can we help you with that?
Somebody gave me a new 15-inch attic fan, and I'm considering installing it, but I also wondered the electricity I'm going to use to run the fan, it's maybe a wash. I don't know. In other words, is it economical to run this attic fan?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't have a good opinion of attic fans because what we have found, do you have central air conditioning in your house?
Yes.
Well, what's been found is that if you turn the attic fan on in the summertime, that it depressurizes the attic, but it doesn't stop there. It will reach down through the insulation. It will find all the little cracks and crevices in that ceiling space, and it will reach down into your house, and it will start drawing off air-conditioned air and actually drive up your cooling costs. So I'm glad you didn't have to pay for the attic fan, but I wouldn't put it in it if it was me. I would just make sure that my attic was well-ventilated using passive vents. The most preferred are ridge vents and soffit vents.
Yeah, I have sufficient vents.
Yeah, then I don't think you should put it in. I don't think it's going to help you, and it could potentially hurt you.
Okay, no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.